we're often complimented by international partners on the almost like the foresight, as it were, of the foresight programmes. So speaking of long-term planning and climate change in particular, the foresight programme just released a report on adaptation to climate change. You work with the Smith School at Oxford about adaptation to, well, mitigation of an adaptation to climate change in the business sector, and particularly working with businesses. How's that going?
I think the answer is we are kept extremely busy. So our stakeholders are private sector companies and governments, and our ability to deliver comes from the fact that we're sitting in a university. And not only the brand name Oxford, but also the reach we have to some of the top academics in the world who are themselves linked into academics around the world. And so understanding that we can deliver means that we're being approached by a very large number of major companies, and I mean global players, whether in the oil industry or in the car manufacturing industry, the aircraft industry, looking at the major challenges facing a world which needs to defossilize its economy by mid-century, and how we might use the best technology to get there, but also how do we make the transition from where we are to that point. One of my constant themes is that the challenges of the 21st century are driven by a global population which is just, we think, past 7 billion, but also by inertia in the response of the human systems, whether they're political, the built environment, whatever. The inertia in our systems is such that we're not able to respond quickly enough unless we can provide a stimulus, and that's what the Smith School is intending to do.
And how do you envisage this stimulus? Direct advice, policy advice for governments, all of the above?
Yes. So I suppose my best example from the point of view of government advice is the report that we have produced on a strategy for green growth and climate resilience for the government of Rwanda. Mm-hmm. This was passed last week by the cabinet and therefore has been accepted. This is an in-depth report that goes, first of all, into the current policies of government in every ministry, and then looking at what policy changes need to be required to move down a green growth and climate resilient path. Now, what we have managed to demonstrate to the government of Rwanda is that nothing we are proposing will slow down their economic growth, in fact, just the reverse. We're looking for those win-win situations that produce green growth, which means that we can attract money from the new Green Climate Fund established through the COP process to finance the process, but at the same time, we can stimulate economic growth in Rwanda. Now, this is such a very clear demonstration that we're now being approached by other countries. Mm-hmm.